Let's see if we can determine when and why dissonance occurs.
Oh, come on.
I don't want any baloney, magic tricks, or psychological mumbo jumbo.
Oh, far out.
Ah.
It's Jimmy Knight.
Now, let's turn up the music and really have some fun.
Salve
el sol, mama. Wow, just like old times, so girls. All right, now let's get down to business. The meeting is now called to order. Places, everyone. Hand me my smoke, will you?
Suppose we could have picked a better instrumental to kick off the show with, folks. Sorry about the high-pitched feedback-sounding harmonics on the violin there, man. Hey, at least it's not actual feedback this time, right? Doc, feedback is bad.
Feedback is bad.
Wow.
Wow.
Doc, we've been drinking. What have you been drinking so far?
Coors Light.
Really?
Yeah, just the one.
Just the one?
Yeah, just the one. We're buying crickets for the lizards.
I see.
Wait. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you had a good supper then, I see.
I did. High in protein.
Chesty's microphone is up. Doc's microphone is up. Joe Stacks is on the board feed, we think.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Joe, you still on the board feed there?
I am. Good evening, y'all.
Oh, wow, look at that. Everything's kind of settling in there on the levels.
Nice. Place.
Doc, were you aware that we started an hour earlier tonight?
No.
Okay. We made that prediction live on the air. We were predicting your every move during the last hour. And we were right, exactly when you walked in. Except, well, I thought there might be some ribs involved for you, man.
No, it was I was planning on getting here right around 10 o'clock, yes. And I did. I was right on time.
All right, so we can't complain about that. He's here, folks. He's in the Golden Throne as per usual. All right, so we're just going to kick things off, I suppose. It is February 13th. Right, so it's, yeah, I mean, people are wondering if we're doing like a Valentine's thing, Doc, but we sort of, but not really.
Yeah, right.
Because it's not really Valentine's Day, so what the hell? Right, Joe, we're kicking it off with a thing from a guy called Pretty Boy.
pretty boy.
Right? Now, this, you, come on. We don't know anything about this, right? I don't even really have the record. I got this off of some weird LP compilation of real bad, like, 50s scary crap.
Oh, yeah?
Like, desperate rock and roll type crap.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's well, that's always a good source.
Yeah.
Well, I want to let you, do you know the story behind Pretty Boy?
No, please.
Okay.
What you got?
This is the first first solo recording by Don Covey.
Okay. Fill us in on Don Covey, buddy.
Okay, well, you know some of the songs. I mean, Mercy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I think he wrote a Chain of Fools.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, probably more successful as a songwriter, but he was also a solo artist. He began as part of Little Richard's band as an opening act, and then he cut this track you're going to play as Pretty Boy, released on the Atlantic label, and supposedly produced by Little Richard and backed by the Upsetters.
What? All right. Wow. All right, well, this is really going to do it for us tonight, folks. We're going to set you straight to kick you off for your non-Valentine's preliminary action.
Well, bip-bop-bip, bip-bop-rock, come on, baby, let's watch that clock, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. Come on, baby, let's rock. When I'm bip-bop-bip, bip-bop-down, mama going out and dance downtown, oh yeah. Yeah, yeah, oh yeah. Whoa, whoa, oh yeah. Come on, baby, let's rock. Well, let's hawk a buck, let's applejack. Come on, honey, let's rock the shack, oh yeah. Yeah, yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, yeah, oh yeah. Come on, baby, let's rock. Well, bip, bip, I'm down. Mama going out and dance downtown. Oh yeah. Oh, oh, oh yeah. Yeah, yeah, oh yeah. Come on, baby, let's rock. Well, ah, oh, ah.
Rock and radio. And hear this.
I was walking down the street, and it was getting mighty late. Well, the truth of the matter is, this poor girl had been abandoned by her date. When, from out of nowhere, came this music loud and clear. Let me see, from over there?
No, over there.
Over there?
Yeah.
Well, I opened up the door, and much to my surprise, the girls were wearing formals, and the boys were wearing ties. And I feel that I should mention that the band was at attention. They just stood there all so neat while they played their swinging beat. So I grabbed this little boy who came strutting across the room. I said, what's that? And he said,
sophisticated.
It's been long.
Two steps forward and shake your hips.
here's something for you to watch out for. Becoming high-strung as a result of stress and strain. Persons born under Aquarius? Well, there's Sonny Bono of Sonny and Cher, Gene Pitney, Fabian, Troy Donahue, Paul Newman, Mia Farrow Sinatra, Ava Gabor, Zsa Zsa Gabor, Kim Novak, Peter Tork, Dorothy Malone, and Donovan.
When the moon is in the seventh house and Jupiter
collection, see, off the RCA label. That's a yellow label promo 45 that you would probably never want to play that again. See, because why play that version of Aquarius when you could play, well, the original or many better versions? Right, Joe? Comments?
Well, that sounded like a fairly anonymous band.
Yeah, I'm thinking they're a one-off studio thing trying to cash in on the craze.
That makes sense. I mean, everybody was cutting that hit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Was it did the Fifth Mention do that too?
Right, right. You know, unless you wanted to get the soundtrack version. You know, and they even have the gall, by the way, Joe, on the label to say, from the Broadway musical Hair. Like, you know, you see that, you think, oh, well, this must be the soundtrack, the one from the soundtrack.
Well, it makes me wonder if Hit Records was still in business at that point.
Right, right.
Grind out anything like that.
Well, it was not a sound alike. It was not really a sound alike version. I mean, they were taking liberties and, I don't know, doing whatever they did with it. Folks, maybe you were digging it, but we had to do it. You know, it's February, and somehow, Doc, we always managed to come up with these. You know, it's easy if you come up with records for Christmas, for Halloween, for Chesty's birthday. But in February, somehow we always have records about groundhogs and I don't know what all. But there was, yes, Aquarius.
Presidents.
But yeah.
Presidents.
What you would think so.
We were looking for a Feel the Burn record.
Hey, before that, yeah, we'll get around to that. Before the collection, it was Jim Valley. Yeah, Jim Valley on the Jerdon label with I'm Real. I'm real. He's kind of into himself there.
Any relation to Frankie?
I'm real. Good question. But we're going to find out. Before that, it was the Shangri-Las. You know the Shangri-Las?
Yeah, right.
The Shangri-Las
the
on the Red
Bird. The girl group, right?
Well, all right. This is the B side of a record that like got top 30, or not even almost top 30, like back in '66, that no one even cares about. But it was the B side called "Sophisticated Boom Boom." Right, they're trying to get a dance craze going there, folks. Okay, Joe, real quick, anything about Jim Valley?
Sure. Jim Harpo Valley.
See?
Or as I like to think of him as Harpo Valley PTA.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
Yeah, okay.
No relation to Slim Harpo.
No, or Frankie Valley.
Okay, thank you.
Different spelling. But he was a California boy who, I believe, he was a part of the group Don and the Good Times.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And he was then poached to become a member of Paul Revere and the Raiders for a year or two before he struck out on his own. He put out this one single on Jerdon, a couple for Dunhill Records, and then had a solo album.
Yeah. So he made a run for it there. No chart success, man. Okay, fine. All right, good. Let's move on because we've got a great email in from Mr. Bill in Boise, Idaho. And he sent in a picture. We're going to see if we can get up on the screen here. Attached a photo of myself, he says, after snowshoeing for miles and miles through the Boise National Forest. He's now dug in some lodge somewhere drinking. He says, drinking to my success and snagging Lost Discs radio on not one but two shortwave receivers. Keep it blaring. Let's see if we can get this. There he is. Drinking his beer and
wow.
Watching his shortwave receiver. Wow. No.
Fantastic.
No kidding.
Idaho. Feels like a world away.
And by the way, Chesty, he closes out the message here with, hey, Chesty, miss ya.
I bet those mountains in Idaho are beautiful.
Yeah, come on. Just like you, Chesty, right? Come on, give Mr. Bill a little something to think about there, Chesty. John, okay. You think about it, and then we'll get back to you. John in Mid-North Indiana, man, I know. He says he started off with a 20 over and an S9 signal with 5110 on the old shortwave rig, but, man, it's kind of fading out, I guess. But he's digging the show, regardless. Thanks, John. Wow, all right. Yeah, the signal is still hanging in there, getting a little noisy, though, here in southern New England on the shortwave rig. Man, good old J.J. Johnson, right? Doc,
triple,
prove it.
Triple J, right there.
What's it say?
Carl Spackler.
That's right. Still got that.
Right up there on the wall.
he says, hey, you are unintellectual coming... unintellectual coming into northern Colorado on the short waves. Wait, he's in Colorado, and he's using terms like unintellectual. We know what he's up to. On the short waves, but grooving on the tubes. Thanks, Jay. And speaking of Jay, here comes Jason LaPierre in Halifax tonight. He's got a 10 over on the old short wave. Oh, here comes the signal. Let's check out his...
Well, I have to say, with any of these people, we can't complain about being cold.
Very nice.
Very good. All right, so we got some cool short waves. I think we heard him from good old Scotty and Peg as well.
In upstate New York.
Yeah, we did. Up in upstate Chester, New York. Man, and yes, they were digging some of that pre-show action, some of that Latin groove we was laying down. All right, we got to get back to the emails again later, folks. You can always do it. Go ahead, Chesty, give it to them again.
LostDiscRadio@yahoo.com. Beautiful. Spelled disc with the C.
All right, now look, Joe, Troy Sean Dell passed away. Okay, a lot of people have passed away, a lot of artists that we have missed and not talked about. So why talk about Troy Sean Dell? I don't know. I had a record by him when I... I had a record by him when I was a kid. It was very haunting. It was called Girl After Girl, which was actually the B-side. The flip side, he actually had a big hit, like a big top 10 hit. Right, Joe?
That's right.
What was his hit?
He was a solid gold one-hit wonder.
What was it called? Where's the record?
This Time.
Oh, yeah, This Time We're Really Breaking Up. See, you can't play that on the day before Valentine's Day. But lo and behold, he kind of went like a country, in a country vein. And he was putting out records, self-produced, in the early 1970s. And we got two of them back-to-back for you. Yes, it's going to be a twin spin. And it's going to be Troy Sean Dell knocking it dead tonight, folks. Exclusively, Lost Discs. Radio.
Well, it's Saturday night and I just got paid. Fool about my money, don't try to say. My heart says go, go. Every time it's Saturday night, baby, I feel fly on the river. Shake it up, gonna ball it up, gonna rip it up, gonna tear it up in the morning night. Well, I got me a date and I won't be late. I pick her up in my 88, I shag on down to the social hall. When the joint starts jumping, baby, I have a ball. I'm gonna rip it up, I won't shake it up, gonna tear it up, gonna rip it up. Tear up in the morning night. All of my life I've been waiting. Tonight there'll be no hesitating, no boy. When you're with me, oh boy, I want the world to see that.
I'm gonna walk right out of that door. I'm So don't come up with that story that you just need a little more time. 'Cause that's one thing you'll have lots of when I've left you behind. She walks, she talks, she eats, she sleeps. She's as pretty as she can be. She's just a perfect imitation of what a woman ought to be. Well, I can still see you lying there, lying on the sofa, reading your magazines, sipping on a cola, living with your TV in a make-believe world. Yeah, you look just like a woman, but you're just a little girl. She's just a perfect imitation of what a woman ought to be. Just a perfect imitation of what a woman ought to be. Just a perfect imitation of what a woman ought to be.
Lost This Radio.
It'll make you love better, it'll make you feel better, and it's even legal.
Couldn't find a thing, so he came right back. But you could hear him singing to his level best. I can hear you clucking, but I can't find your nest. I got a little gal down in Birmingham. I pick her up and love her like a baby lamb. I ask her, honey bunny, don't you like me the best? She says, I can hear you clucking, but I can't find your nest. I can hear you clucking, but I can't find your nest. Looking for your chicken, well, I'm doing my best. Will I be hauling sparkle than a bust of my vest? I can hear you clucking, but I can't find your nest. Chicken and he flew up high. Along come another with a wishful eye. Said, brother, hand me down a little piece of that breast. I can hear you clucking, but I can't find your nest. My gal and I was walking along side by side. She fell in a hole about 4 feet wide. Said, honey, get me out of this awful mess. I can hear you clucking, but I can't find your nest. I can hear you clucking, but I can't find your nest. Looking for your chicken, well, I'm doing my best. Will I be horn sparkled and the bust of my vest? I can hear you clucking, but I can't find your nest.
It takes more than intellect to be a musician. Put your soul into it a little. Okay?
Hey! Ooh! 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 I feel so good!
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's the Mod Singers and the Mod Lads. Okay, right off the Savern label. I played that a couple years ago, man. But somehow I came across that 45 in the studio here about a week or two ago and put it on and said, damn, I just got to hear that again. I don't know why. So, right? Am I a bad person for needing to hear that song from time to time?
No, I don't. I don't judge you that way.
Right? Let's have some fun by the Mod Singers and Mod Lads. And before that, it was Terry Fell on RCA Victor. I hear you clucking. I hear you clucking.
But you can't come in.
Yipes. You got it, Joe. Joe, anything about Mod Singers and Mod Lads?
Not as such. They may have been another studio confection. The Savern label only put out a handful of releases, all singles.
Yeah.
In the kind of the later 60s. And the Mod Lads and Mod Singers show up in a couple of places, along with some other names I'm not familiar with. But, there's not a lot to tell you.
Yeah. And, again, I'm not surprised. Okay. Hey, real quick, again, on that email, we've heard in from the boss man, Randy Tibbins, right, folks? So if you ever want to follow up on this kind of thing, go over to rockinradio.com. Okay, you got a couple of DJs up there, some real professional jocks who do a fantastic job. And Randy Tibbins, of course, lays down the RLT Archives Music Magazine every month. And that's along with our buddies, the electrophonic Brian Phillips, they call him. And, of course, the stepfather of soul, Jason Stone. And that's when you're not over to our own website, which you know the address by now. Okay, and by the way, yeah, we're going to have to do some Jefferson Airplane, some rare Jefferson Airplane doc in the after hours, because you know Paul Kantner died.
Yep.
But I did not realize that Signe Anderson also passed away. So we got some rare, I have the last Airplane show with Signe Anderson. We'll play the whole show in the after hours coming up, top of the hour. How about it?
Nice.
All right. So, and that's thanks to John and Walpole Mass for emailing that in, letting us know, and making that request. And speaking of requests, man,
the Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
Jenny thinks that she has the key to popularity, parking in cars with the boys at night.
That's right. Hey, I just want to send out I'd Like to Be in Idaho with our friend Mr. Bill. There you go. And this is Jose Feliciano, and I know everybody thinks they know how groovy he is, but when you hear him again, you just can't believe it. And I picked this one out, and I think you'll enjoy it.
Well, I stroll up to your house, I knock upon the door. I walk across the parlor, my shoes squeak on the floor. The first thing that you say, that's the last I want to hear. You say you have a headache, you say, please don't bug me, dear. Well, if I really bug you, then you don't love me. You know that's the truth and that's the way it's gotta be. Well, if I really bug you, oh, then you don't love me. Well, I try to kiss your cheek and you jerk away your face. I take you to a restaurant, you say you hate the place. I take you to a movie and you can't stand the show. I beg you to be nice to me, you tell me where to go. Well, if I really bug you, then you don't love me. You know it's the truth and that's the way it's gotta be. Well, if I really bug you, then you don't love me. Yeah, yeah. To get out and don't come back no more. The first thing that you say, that's the last I wanna hear. You've given me a headache with you. Please don't bug me, dear. Well, if I really bug you, then you don't love me. You know it's the truth and that's the way it's gotta be. Well, if I really bug you, then you don't love me. Yeah, yeah, you don't love me, baby. Yeah, yeah. You know, baby, I don't know why it is, but every time I go up to your house, You tell me that I really bug you. And I don't dig that, baby, cause I dig your jive. I'm up to you, yeah, baby. Every time I take out to the village, you wanna have a sausage sandwich and it spends money, baby. I don't know why, but every time, baby, I use insect repellent on you, you tell me that I bug you. Yeah, baby. Yeah, I don't know why, pero yo no sé por qué soy inverso de mi querida estar así. Yo no sé por qué lo que...
Lost Discs Radio.
We do it until our megahertz.
Oh my god.
And get this.
Opinion, what do you consider important in a new record?
Well, I look for a record with a good steady beat that can be easily danced to. For in most cases, if a record can generate a good beat for dancing, it can become very popular with the record-buying public.
I know kids say, well, I don't hear the lyrics, I don't listen to the lyrics. We believe that is a cop-out.
Here is an Iranian singer purposely creating a tremolo in his voice.
Lost this great, great, lost great, great, lost great, this great, lost great, yo.
I don't like this, Jimmy.
Well, sis.
This is Happy Radio.
Called me up not long ago. He knew me since I was knee-high to a grasshopper. But I evidently didn't give him the right answer because he said to me, Mink, schmink, money, shmoney, think you're hot now, don't you, honey? What have you got if you haven't got love? Silk, schmilk, satin, schmatten, a penthouse high in old Manhattan. That's not enough if you haven't got love. Happiness is not a thing that you can buy. It takes loving, lots of loving from the right guy. Pearls, schmearls, and ermine, schmermin, from Jim or Jack or Joe or Herman. That's not enough if you haven't got love. Ring, schming, jewelry, schmoolery, don't you know that's just tomfoolery? What have you got
if you haven't got love.
Cars, the schmars, and princess schminces with caviar and chicken blinces don't mean a thing if you haven't got love. Love is just a simple thing that you can't buy. You can't get it wholesale, darling. Why try? Tips, schmips, angle, schmangle. Play around and get entangled. What have you got if you haven't got? Haven't got a take the Jaguar on the right.
Yes, Eartha Kitt, right?
Yes.
Okay, Eartha Kitt laying down that sensual groove there, man. That sultry, flinty groove.
I always preferred her Catwoman.
Uh-huh. Over Julie Newmar?
Yeah, over Julie Newmar. Because she's got that. She's, ugh.
Yeah. Yeah. No, can't deny it. There, Chesty. Yes, and boy, you know, a lot of stuff on the RCA Victor label tonight, for whatever reason, man, just kind of randomly, there Eartha Kitt was. Before that, it was the Jackasses with Sugar Ree.
Really?
Right? Yeah. That's the precedent for your buddy's Shake Sugar Ree.
Shake it, Sugar Ree.
Yeah. Plus, do you know about Elizabeth Cotton's Sugar Ree?
I do not.
We got to hip you up to Elizabeth Cotton. Well, so you take both of those sugaries, and then you know where Garcia was getting his
sugary.
Okay, so. And Jackasses were on the Bray label. Before that, it was the. Man, come on, the Liverpool Five. Also on the RCA Victor label. You know, that's probably about 10
isn't
years.
That, isn't that what donkeys do? They bray?
Probably about 10 years after Eartha Kitt there. With Too Far Out. Okay, and yes, it was Robert Plant and Rock Pile. Come on, Doc, tell them where that's from.
Concerts for the People of Kampuchea.
You can spot a cutoff of that album a mile down the road.
Double album, Columbia 10 for a penny deal for me. That's where I got it.
Yeah, man. Joe, come on. Since when did Liverpool 5 turn out to be so cool?
Well, who knew? I mean, they were in fact a band from Liverpool, originally called the Steve Lane Combo, who found success in the U.S. I mean, I don't think they had any serious chart success, but they did put out two LPs, like you said, on RCA Victor. They also they had a couple singles in the U.K. on the Piccadilly label.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they were. Well, because anything for a couple of years there, you had anything British sold. Herman's Hermits, Freddie and the Dreamers, the Liverpool Five.
Yeah.
But they apparently had a strong following in the Pacific Northwest, the same place the Jackasses come from, the same place where Jim Harpo Valley was applying his trade with Don and the Good Times and Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Yeah, nice, nice. All right, very cool. All right, so, wow, we're suddenly caught up on the playlist action there, Chesty.
Yeah, lumberjacks prefer this music.
Well,
what about lumberjills?
Lumberjanes.
Wowzer. Now look, we're just gonna play this. Even though it's not even top of the hour yet, man, but we're just gonna dig the sound of the imps for a few. We'll be right back.
gently all the years, gently, gently passed her by, gently, gently hear her
ready to say goodnight properly. Okay, and the imps are gonna back us up again, man. Yeah, you've been digging it, man. Lost Discs Radio on February 13th of the year of some deity, I suppose. You know, for those of you that swing that way, 2016. Like I said, folks, get over to rockandradio.com, where they tolerate this sort of action with the RLT Archives Music Magazine. The stepfather of soul, Jason Stone, and his brother from another mother, the electrophonic Brian Phillips. Well, anyway, thanks for all the people that emailed in tonight, folks. Anytime, the email is open. It is lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. .com. Right, spell the word discs with a C as per usual. And good night, Dr. Doc Brown.
Yeah, good night. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
And good night. Good night, Chesty. Say good night to Mr. Bill for us.
Good night, Mr. Bill.
Night, Joe.
Good night. Good night, y'all.
Night, Polly the dog. Really don't have any more snacks, Polly. Good night, Easley Steve.